today at civicaco.org or call us at 970-614-5521 for a private tour.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I have different topics to cover today. The UK has a new prime minister. And even though the individual is a new face, nothing in Britain has changed. Nothing in the UK has changed. Liz Truss, she has replaced Boris Johnson, but Boris Johnson was Pilgrim Society placement. He was placed in the prime minister position. They don't have the staying power that we in America with our presidents, it's a 4-year term. These people, they don't have staying power. Depending on what Pilgrim Society Britain wants to do. Boris Johnson, his usefulness was over. He just was not professional enough for the Pilgrim Society. But he did accomplish what they wanted him to accomplish. Now, this Liz Truss, she's a different story. This woman, she's kind of like a Margaret Thatcher. You're going to have to be careful with her. She's not like Theresa May. Theresa May was also placed in that position as prime minister for a while. But you see, there was too much baggage for Theresa May. Her father was a minister, and it was reported that he was a pedophile. He had been involved in some nefarious activities with children. Eventually, he would die in a car crash because they didn't need him around because investigations had begun. And immediately, what happened is off the internet, everything that pertained to Theresa May's father was disappeared. It was totally made unavailable to everybody. I forgot his first name, but he was a strange guy. He didn't really married till late in life. Theresa May, he was in his late 40s or mid-40s when she was born. Now, another thing, too, is there was the other prime minister. What was his name? Tony Blair. Now, Tony Blair was tied in, from what I have read, to a huge coven of witches. And Tony Blair was an odd fellow also. Whenever he would have his hair cut, fingernails trimmed, anything like that, his wife would follow him cleaning up anything that would come off of his body. Hair, you name it. It's kind of odd. Well, in the occult world, it's not odd. In the occult world, you don't want people to get a piece of your hair, a lock of your hair, because voodoo practitioners can curse you. And the curses are real. People do die. So she would follow Tony, make sure that Tony wouldn't, you know, no one could get access to anything, fingernails, you name it. So Tony was tied into a group of powerful women in Europe. And it wasn't just a, you know, just not Britain only, not the UK only, but it was throughout Europe. And he was asked to join with them back about 20, when he was in office, trying to remember the dates. There were 400 women who gathered in Iraq, and they wanted to meet Tony in Iraq. And so they went down and had a meeting, and nobody knows what the meeting was all about. Were they going to watch a tennis match? What were they going to do? Why would 400 powerful women, and these were not just, you know, the common lady, the common girl. These people had power. They were connected. And not only were they connected maybe in society, in government, whatever, what I was reading is they were connected with secret societies. The prime ministers of England are a different breed. Now, again, going back to Theresa May, she eventually, I believe it was about the time that maybe there was an investigation that was beginning into her father, that she was, I can't remember what happened, voted out of office. But she backed the claim that pedophiles should be allowed to adopt children because it was unfair to stop them and to breach their human rights. Oh, great, Teresa. It's just kind of like here in the United States. So you know where this woman is coming from. And now, if you try to research her father, you do research into the family history, you don't find much. Because the people, you know, there are people out there that get paid handsomely to go out and scrub anything out of the internet that would expose these type of people. But I go back to what Christ said. Nothing is that is hidden will remain hidden. It will be found out. All the evil that these people do is going to be shouted from the housetop. The world needs to know. God wants the world to know, and they cannot hide it. We'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Crystal with Cruise Planners. We're a full-service travel agency located in Johnstown, Colorado. Give us a call at 970-578-9779 or visit our website at milehighcruiseplanners.com to start planning your next vacation today. By land, air, or sea, we get you there, and all you do is go enjoy. Again, that number is 970-578-9779.
Spirits Music Hall, your destination for great live entertainment. With amazing performances every weekend and karaoke on Thursdays.
On September 9th, get ready for Mr. Scary, a tribute to Dokken, with special guest Poisoned. And on Saturday, September 10th, come see the Joe C. Wales Gang, playing all of the blues-driven rock and roll covers to fill your soul.
For more information or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com and click on the events list. That's spiritsmusichall.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, My name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Continuing with the British prime ministers and the corruption with these people, totally corrupt, no different in America, no different in Canada, anywhere in the nations of the world for the most part, even in the nation of Israel, you have Israel's prime ministers also that are corrupt. I think they're called prime ministers. Now, with this Liz Truss, she's no different than Boris Johnson and with Theresa May, with Tony Blair. They are all tied in to Pilgrim Society in England. They are tied into the Queen, to the reptile herself and her family. Now, with Truss, again, these people, they have more credentials than M&Ms in a 10-pound bag. You cannot put enough M&Ms in a bag to match the credentials these people have. So, she goes to school at Oxford, Merton College. She's the president of the Liberal Democrats at Oxford. She's the Secretary of State for Foreign, Commonwealth, and American Development Affairs. The Minister of Women and Equality. She's a member of the Parliament. She is works with and has is just one of the most wonderful women in the BBC and the Daily Telegraph in England. She's had cabinet positions under Prime Minister Cameron, Theresa May, and Boris Johnson. Boris, darling. Well, she is no different. It is the same piece of cloth. There will be no change in England with the British people. They will continue to suffer. They will continue to be used. Like the pawns that they have been. They're going to continue to be used as these pawns. With the British working with the United States, she will work with British Pilgrim Society out of New York City. Royal Dutch Shell, Cable and Wireless Global Communications. She was the Undersecretary of State for, you got to be careful here, child care and education. Whenever these powerful people are involved with children, common sense will tell you that they're not there for the welfare of the children. There's always generally something else, something that is sinister that will happen with people like this. Secretary of State for Child Care and Education. Secretary of State for the Environment, for Food and Rural Affairs. You know, I was thinking about this today. I've been covering Russia, Russia's place in history, America's place in history, China, how there is a unipolar world, and Russia is trying to bring in a multipolar world and is being, to some degree, successful. But, you know, I had been reading a little bit about this election. They didn't elect Liz Truss. The British people didn't elect her. She was put in. They cannot, these people in Pilgrim Society, they are being pushed because of Boris, because of Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin has caused a major shift in the policies of the major nations internationally. And what I mean by that is this. They are running out of time. They cannot wait. They know that they have a time limit. They have a certain period of time, a window. And if they can't get through that window, they're not going to own the world. There's not going to be world hegemony. They are being forced to act as quickly as possible. And you watch this Liz Truss. I suspect she's going to be worse than Theresa May or the Iron Lady. What was her name? She was there with Reagan. I'll think of her name. This lady is going to be, she is going to do everything. Everything. And there won't be a whole lot of, there will be some criticism, but there were jokes about Boris Johnson. There won't be as many jokes. Margaret Thatcher. She won't be as tough as Margaret Thatcher, but she's going to be worse and darker and more evil than Johnson or Theresa May or these type of people. And also her credentials. Chief Secretary of the Treasury. And in the Treasury in England, I don't know if that would mean partially the Queen's affairs, Parliament, of course, Secretary of State for International Trade, President of the Board of Trade, and she just came out of nowhere. But she's been in the power system of Britain forever. She's a proponent of gay marriage, LGBTQ, and she is a apostate Anglican. She is irreligious. Well, this gives you a little insight into what is happening in Britain. Well, just like in America, in Canada, in Britain, in some of the EU nations, the EU nations are having a hard time staying in step with the United States policies concerning world hegemony. They don't have really a voice, in a sense. There are consequences if they don't just agree to go along with our policy presently in Ukraine. And Americans' policies are causing hardship to the people of Europe, to the NATO nations. They were hoping, and they were against, and they were pushing back, and they were trying to stop and interfere with Gazprom, with the gas and oil pipelines coming out of the gas lines coming out of Russia to Europe. The globalists in America knew that if you give energy to the European nations out of Russia, common sense would tell you loyalty to Vladimir. They can't have that. Vladimir is onto these people. He does not want the world to be caught in a global Western global government power structure, which most of the nations have no way to escape the petrodollar system, let alone a new global control network through the World Economic Forum. You interfere with the currency, and now they're bringing in a digital system. I don't think the digital system is going to be in place, but I'm going to attempt to give you a little insight into the future. Yes, the digital system in the West, we will go to it, and to a degree, the rest of the world also. But the Antichrist is going to be the individual, what we call Antichrist, or the Jewish people wouldn't recognize who we call Antichrist. They don't recognize that Christ, their Christ, even their Messiah, even came. So I won't use that name for the Jewish people. But they do know the term, the abomination of desolation, the one who desecrates and pollutes the temple. They call that individual the abomination of desolation. With the abomination of desolation, he does not become, this individual doesn't become the abomination of desolation until halfway through what the Christian people refer to a 7-year tribulation period. In the middle of that tribulation period, Antichrist will be in, and Antichrist armies will, for the most part, control Israel. He will be in Jerusalem. He will go into the temple, and it will be rebuilt to a degree, and he will declare himself to be God. Now, when that occurs, then you will be forced to take the mark, the number, or the name in the mid part of the tribulation. That's when what we term in the Christian community a great tribulation will begin. I know that there's an audience. Some of you are religious, some of you aren't. But I'll give you the terms so you can so that you will understand what I'm talking about. So at some point, then the digital system, people, it will be used to force people to worship, or to take a mark in the military, or they have to have the number of the name of the beast so they can buy and sell. These three things, one is religious, one is military, one is commerce. There are three principles right there in Revelation chapter 13 concerning this mark of the beast system. There are three aspects to it, three components. One is military, one is economic, one is religious, one is worship, tied into worship, because people will be forced to worship him. And if you worship him, or if you take the number, or you take the mark, the Bible makes it very clear. It is you lose your eternal soul. It means eternal perdition forever. That's why they call this individual the son of perdition. Christ is called the son of God. This guy is called the son of perdition, the son of eternal destruction. Now, we're going to go to a system, but we can use the system. Just because you're going to use the system doesn't mean you have sworn allegiance to the Antichrist and lost your eternal mortal soul. That's not what that means. It just means that there will come a time when he becomes the beast or the Antichrist or the abomination of desolation, then that system must be used. The world will still use the digital network up to that point. But at that point, if you don't use it, then you can't buy and sell. I've been looking at this and have considered presenting this to the audience for quite a while, and I get into a program and I forget like 1,000% of what I'm trying to cover. I only can remember 999% of it. And I'm just kidding. But anyhow, so with what is happening in Europe, what is happening in America and in Russia, all of this is causing a shift in a power structure internationally. Empire is pushing to control the world. Russia is hoping to keep America from taking over in a hegemonic way, and China is the same. Russia and China are one in a single purpose. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com. We'll be back. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
It's electrifying.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate. 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693. Or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one. And I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave him a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run. And then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
Do you hate Disney as much as I do? Don't be a Wookiee. Listen to 1360 KHNC or go to 1360KHNC.com.
One pill makes you larger and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
But whatever you do, don't call Liz Truss, because you will go down a rabbit hole. Now, I'm going to just present something to you, and people may not like it, but if you have studied the British Empire, if you have studied the very powerful people in the British Empire, and you cannot deny great involvement in the occult. The royal family, the involvement in secret societies, in the occult, in I have a program I'd like to do on the Queen herself and who she really is. Who is this woman that is so powerful? I could present something to you that would just shock the living daylights out of you, but I might wait to shock you later. Darn it, I'm tempted. Boy, am I tempted. I'll mention this. The queen, that old lizard, she was good friends with the country singer, I forgot his name. I'm looking at his face. I want to say Glenn Campbell, not Glenn Campbell. Let me think about that. Hold that thought right there. Let me go on to something else. With the British, the involvement in the occult has been for centuries and centuries and centuries. It is not hidden. It is just like the Germans. It's not hidden. And the involvement in the occult with the members of Parliament, with all of the very, very wealthy, powerful people, not just the Rothschilds, but others, Kenny Rogers, I'm sorry, I just popped into my mind. Kenny Rogers knew the Queen very well, but I'm not going to tell you how well Kenny Rogers knew the Queen. That's for another program. And Kenny Rogers wrote there was a song that he did not write. And the name of the song was Lady. Now that was not a song about an individual, you know. It was written actually, the lady he's talking and referring to in that song, Lady, I'm going to ruin it for you, is referring to the Queen of England. That's who he sang that song about. Because they were very, very good friends. Very good friends at one time. Okay, now we'll go on. So the British have another prime minister. She's not going to be any different than the previous prime ministers. She's going to continue to carry out the global objective in conjunction with the United States of America. But eventually, and already, America has begun to distance herself in power structure from Britain. But still, because of the secret society, the occult part of the British pilgrims and the American pilgrims out of New York City, they still do work together. And the tie between the two pilgrim society chapters is the occult. You can go back to Cecil B. Rhodes. He's the one that began to put this type of a system, a very powerful system of control together. And that system was basically finalized, and they moved on it in 1902 in England. Then about 6 months later, they moved on it in New York City. The British could not go it alone. They had to have the power, the great economic and political power of the Rockefeller family. And like I've mentioned many times before, the Rockefellers, by 1889, they owned New York City. It was their city. In a sense, New York City was more powerful than Washington, D.C., to a degree. But the Rockefeller Empire is what, from that point to now, did begin to move America in a direction through the political power that the Rockefellers had and the sway they had over presidents. Many of the presidents were Rockefeller appointees. I'm trying to remember how many. Quite a few. Bill Clinton, Rockefeller appointee. George Bush Sr., Jr., Carter. Tricky Dick, I'm not so sure. He did know. He was controlled to a degree by Pilgrim Society, New York. John F. Kennedy, his father was a Pilgrim Society member, and I have a feeling that it was even the Pilgrims New York City that were involved in giving the orders to carry out a plan in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. We know more that the CIA was involved. Well, history has shown that the CIA was a Rockefeller invention. The CIA was a military to protect Rockefeller interests internationally, corporate interests throughout the world. Still is. That hasn't changed. And the CIA, the OSS, I think it was before World War II, well, after World War II, like 1947, changed from OSS to CIA. And the Rockefeller family, I'm kind of deviating here, but I'm trying to give a nice big overview. It was the Rockefellers that during World War II, they pretty much controlled South America. They were in control of everything that took place in South America. And it was Nelson Rockefeller that really did oversee anything happening in South America. He was aware of what was going on in Argentina with the and the Nazi areas of South America where there were high concentrations of German people. Familiar with all of it. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Bob Cameron with Waterworks. Call or text 303-888-8891. It may not be obvious, but all water has impurities. Yes, your water has impurities. At Waterworks, we provide long-term solutions to make your water safe and ideal for as little as $25 per month. Call or text today to schedule your free water analysis. 303-888-8891.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
He went to fight wars for his country and his king, of his honor and his glory, the people would sing.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh,
had found him. His blood ran as he cried. No money could save him. So he lay down and he died.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. The Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. They were very knowledgeable on the history of the British, of UK. And, you know, I'm reading that this new Prime Minister, Liz Truss, she remembers Queen Elizabeth as a very spirit of Great Britain. The very spirit of Great Britain. Whoopsie daisy, what kind of spirit is she talking about? The very spirit of Great Britain. I promise you, it is not a good spirit. It is a dark spirit. And, you know, also, I remember when we were children, we had a little chant. We used to run around talking about our friends. Kenny and Elizabeth, let's see, how did it go? It goes, Kenny and Elizabeth sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. You know, and we're going to do a program on Kenny and Elizabeth in the future, I think. But for now, we'll get back to serious matters. So Liz Truss, there's going to be a new strategy in Great Britain. The strategy, I promise you, is going to involve Russia. Everything with America, Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, these nations, European nations, everything, all evil, the focus is Russia. They must stop Russia in everything that Vladimir Putin is basically bringing into a world, a new direction, a BRICS financial system, a new international metals trading group out of Russia, out of Moscow. And the other nations have not had another company store to go to. Well, now it appears as if there's another trading center, another trading post. And it looks like the globalists, the power structure of the West, they are doing everything possible to stop it. Another thing that happened earlier this week is the United States expanded another base down in Syria. Russia's not going to like that. Presently, the United States is beginning to do a little bit of expansion again in the Middle East. There are some new strategies by this U.S. government. The U.S. is they're not really going to allow their hope. The Iran wants to be free from any type of negotiations, contracts, anything that is keeping them from moving forward on their uranium program. They don't want to be restricted anymore. And the United States keeps interfering, and it appears as if the United States is working out another deal with Israel to even make Israel stronger. Well, this is not sitting well with the terrorist groups. The Americans or the Israelis have been intercepting certain types of secret munitions or weapons coming out of Iran, going into Syria or Lebanon. So there's a lot happening, much happening in the Middle East that we're not aware of. Russia is going to, Vladimir Putin is continuing diplomatic ties with Iran. He's going to continue ties with Iran. Eventually, like I state many times, Israel is going to attack and be victorious over the terrorist groups surrounding her to the north, east, and the southwest. She's going to be victorious. When that happens, everything that Vladimir Putin has been doing in negotiations with the president and the head of the, what is it called, the Shah, not the Shah, of Iran, is everything is going to fit together. And they will eventually, pretty quickly, I would say, after Israel wins her wars, I wouldn't think maybe 6 months later, Russia and Iran will probably descend upon Israel, the present-day Jordan. Especially once Israel takes over present-day Jordan, once she acquires that land as her territory, then those nations are going, they're going to have to respond immediately. They will not be able to give Israel time to be entrenched, to get set. And once Jordan is actually, once Israel acquires present-day Jordan, there's going to be a very, from all the nations of the world, because of anti-Semitism, there are going to be a lot of people, many, many Jewish people, that are going to relocate to that area east of the Jordan River. And as I think about it, I have considered this for quite a while, and it just seems like it's making more sense that there's going to be a period of time after Israel takes over Jordan, there's going to be a window where the Jewish people internationally are going to have time to fly into that area. And then after that war, when Russia is totally defeated, that area is going to be stockpiled. It's going to have resources. Well, we're going to have one more segment. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts for all programs.
1360KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
What are we gonna do tonight? Too much stuff to do, you ain't mine. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on everybody's mind?
We're going to go to Spirits Music Hall. That's what we're going to do tonight. Live music, comedy, wrestling, karaoke, and more. Acts that you do not want to miss. All at Spirits Music Hall, located at 1 North Parish Avenue, right here in Johnstown, across the street from the radio station. 1360 KHNC. Get tickets and see the schedule of events at spiritsmusichall.com. That's spiritsmusichall.com. You can also buy tickets at the door during the events. Experience live local entertainment that you will love. Go to spiritsmusichall.com.
What are we going to do tonight? Too much stuff to do, you ain't lying. Won't you just jump in the ride and see what's on?
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360KHNC.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
All right, to finish out the program, are we going to be able to stop the New World Order, the global plans of the New World Order, the environmental, the direction we're going with the environmental agencies? No. No. God gives them the right to do their evil before he punishes, before he comes in to destroy these type of people. Christ did say that he is going to destroy those who destroy the earth. And part of the environmental movement, which began with the Rockefellers, it was a plan to eventually eliminate oil. Even though they made their fortunes in the oil fields with oil development internationally, still the Rockefellers didn't need more money. And the way you can, they need, want more control. And the purpose of the environmental movement, the Green New Deal, all these, the Agenda 2021, 2025, 2030, and with the everything that's happening in the environmental movement is control. That's what it's about. It's all about control. They're going to be successful. They're going to destroy the earth. They're going to be responsible for the death of millions, billions of people. I'll say billions. And they have a short period of time in which to do it. It will be about a 10-year period of time once they get the ball rolling. I think the ball has begun to roll already. I believe that here in the very, very near future, we're going to watch what happens with the nation of Israel. That little nation is going to set things in. That is the what do you call it, the bellwether, not the bellwether. That is the point of reference. Israel is a point of reference. When Israel has a battle, destroys the city of Damascus, you know that we are absolutely, definitely in the last 9 years, in the last decade. You will know. Once that happens, then other things will happen. The next great thing that will happen, next great war, will be Russia's destruction. Then after that, the United States is going to begin a move into Israel. And the Jewish people don't believe it. They don't want to believe it. The people that in Europe, when they start to see this happen, we're going to know that we're really close to Christ's second coming. He did say he would come a second time, and he did say through his prophets and through the apostles in the New Testament what we are to look for. In the New Testament, a digital system to control the world, a mark of the beast system. We can't deny it. No one is denying it. In England, in Europe, in America, nobody is denying that a new system of control is coming into the world. It can't be denied. So, well, we're going to end this program. Join me on Sunday for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio. I'm sorry. Yes, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Radio Church. That's on Sunday, 9 to noon. I want to thank again everyone that is supporting the Present Truth. Thank you. And make a note if you want to support in the memo on your check or whatever. And to KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Thank you for your support. Thank you for helping me with the program. I've expanded by 1 hour. Talk to you tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez.
Tactical Civics is a private member organization with a mission to glorify Jesus Christ and organize we the people to enforce the U.S. Constitution. From public school districts to Congress to the U.S. federal courts, those who are supposed to serve the American people now rule us. Tactical Civics focuses on training us to fight back. America needs you. Visit tacticalcivics.com. Again, tacticalcivics.com.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.